Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And it's like I said, it's weird. It's not me. It's weird because I have Ed on today's show. Now, for those of you that work in big tech, for those of you that are pounding your head against the wall, working for all of those major IT companies, thinking that there's no way out. There is no way out. You have sold your soul to the devil, and you are stuck in corporate America for 20, 30, 40 years. For all of you that believe that, that's why I have Ed on the show, to prove to you that that ain't true. None of that's true. As a matter of fact, everything that big IT is filling your brains with, you need to qualify it. You do, because Ed is one of these guys that drank the corporate Kool-Aid. He did. I mean, when you hear Ed's story, you're going to realize that, man, this guy's, he's a lot like me, but he's a little bit different than you. And here's why. In 2016, he realized that he wasn't getting to where he thought he was going to get to. And he was looking for an alternative path. Well, he stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited and he became a member. And we taught him at the ripe old age of almost 50 years of age, how to change his life. And we taught him how to invest correctly in real estate. Let me tell you the results of all of his hard work and effort. As of 2 weeks ago today, plus maybe a day or two, Ed officially stepped away from corporate America without ever looking back. Ed is done with that nightmare. And he got it done in less than 7 years. So why don't we do this? Let's bring Ed onto the show. Let's get his backstory. Let's let you understand that you got a lot in common with this guy and let him help you understand that there's a better way. Ed, welcome to the show, my newly retired friend. How are you?
Al, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
So tell me about this life in corporate America. Was I even close? I mean, or was I embellishing? What? Tell me about that past. What was it like working in corporate America and then finding out in 2016 you weren't getting to where you thought you were getting to?
Everything you said is completely true, and maybe even, like, it was even more intense than what you said. I mean, it was, I worked for a lot of big name, you know, companies, tech companies. I started my career at IBM. Along the way, I worked for Raytheon. I spent 8 hard years at Microsoft and then got laid off from there and then went to Apple for the last 12, 13 years. And, you know, they're all great companies in their own right. They really are. But when you are in the, you know, the grind of it, they want to use you for what they can get out of you, and just like really many companies, but they don't offer a great way to, you know, to get you out early. They wanted to use you for as long as they can, and just like any company. And I did not see a way for me to retire in a meaningful way, and so I was couldn't figure out a way out.
So, what was the solution?
On my own, I didn't know a solution. My wife and I were puzzled. We were scared, honestly. My wife used to have this expression. She said, I was afraid we were going to be eating dog food in retirement. And it's a horrible expression. It had me nervous, and we were trying everything we could. And I did stumble upon Lifestyles Unlimited, like you said, in 2016. And when I went to a free seminar, that's when I realized, this is something that I think I could wrap my head around, and I knew absolutely nothing about real estate, but I could tell that it was that Lifestyles had a plan, and I, you know, being an engineer, I knew I could follow a plan, and you know, I did, and that's what Lifestyles offered me. It was a plan that I could follow.
How many degrees do you have, Ed? I'm just kind of curious.
I just have one. I have an undergrad degree, and I'm not one of those guys that has 18 degrees and spent my whole career in a lab. I'm a systems engineer on the sales side of the shop. So some of the guys that are guys and gals that are actual engineers in the industry may be like, hey, this is a different kind of engineer. I'm one of those guys that helps the salespeople keep from overselling a product. And so that's what I do. And so I need to be able to understand completely the sales process, but still have a deep understanding of the technical side. And so that's what I did. So I was one of those engineers that knew how to interact with people. And so I had a different kind of engineering experience than a lot of the pure engineers did.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, because you actually have the personality of a guy that with a business degree. I mean,
I have a business degree. I actually have a business management degree. I do not have an engineering focused degree at all.
Oh, well, there we go. Now I've got the complete story. Okay.
Can't write a line of code to save my life.
Okay, and that probably saved your butt in corporate America for a while, didn't it?
Absolutely did. Yes.
But those guys, they got to a point where they just laid you off, and not only happened to you once, it happened more than once. What was it like going through a layoff? Were you one of those guys that, hey, I'm so good at what I do, brand X is going to pick me up tomorrow? Or did it suck for a while until you got back in the saddle?
So when I went through the 2008, 2009 layoff rounds at Microsoft, I made it through the first round. That was the big one. And the team I worked for was like 120-ish people on my team. I made it through. There was only a handful of us left. I was feeling a touch smug, maybe, feeling pretty proud, but, made it through that round, but not the second round.
Oh, so in the second one, the hammer fell. When we come back from the break, we're going to find out just how devastating it was. Stick around.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
over. Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results. And it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with the free workshop, just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, as we're going to break, Ed was telling us the background of what life was like for him when he was in corporate America. Now, he worked for a lot of these major IT firms. I mean, the big name players in the world. I mean, he worked for, all of them. He did. He was that good. But even though he was that good, he still went through something called a layoff. And he did it not once, but he did it twice. He was telling us about the first one. And Ed, I think you were saying you went through the first round of layoffs and you were like, dodged the bullet, right? And you're probably doing the happy dance. And then the second round came. And then what happened?
Yeah, so the second round was, it's like that Twin Blade commercial, you make it through the first one and, whew, we're good. The second one got us. So, in the second round, my boss was talking to us, and he said, hey, guys, you know, we're good on this one because on the first rounds, they let me know, you know, who was going to be laid off, and you know, everybody on this team is safe because they've not let me know that anybody's at risk this time. What he didn't know was it was because he was at risk on the second round. So the second round got him and me. I was the team lead. He was the manager. They were getting rid of the duplicates on the second round, and that's what happened. They were kind of having a slugfest of duplicate people on the second round, and we were the remote people. So the people in corporate in Redmond survived. Those of us that were remote and didn't, you know, have the ability to, you know, politically, you know, be agile, were the ones that, you know, we were the ones that got it. So that's what happened to us.
How long were you out of work? What did it take for you to get back in the workforce?
It was a scary time. I don't know if you remember 2009. It was really scary, but I have to admit, it really wasn't very long at all. I had a good package that Microsoft offered me. I do have to be thankful for that. I think I had like a 6-month package, but I was back at work inside 60 days. I got my job at Apple very quickly, so I really can't complain at all.
So you stayed with Apple for what, about a dozen years, correct?
Yeah, I just had my 12-year anniversary. I did leave Apple, I don't know, 8 years ago. I got recruited by another company that's a related company, and then Apple recruited me back 11 months later. And so, you know, they said, nope, we want him back. So I came back to Apple. So I was gone, but my actual total time at Apple was 12 years, and I just had my 12-year service date like a week before I was going to retire, which was kind of funny because I didn't even know when my service date was because of the fact that I'd left. So it was kind of, I didn't know what was going to happen. It was a little ironic that happened right before I was putting in my notice to my boss.
So when you put in that notice to your boss, Did he look at you like you had a third eye grown out of your forehead? Like, what are you doing, Ed? Do we need to take you to the doctor? Are you feeling okay?
You know, he's a great boss. Really was probably my favorite boss I had in my entire career. So it was nice to be able to, you know, finish on top at a great company as far as, you know, working for another company goes for. And as far as working for a boss, he was a great boss. So really finished on top. And so had a great relationship with him. He told me, quite frankly, that he was just jealous that, you know, it couldn't have been him. And so it was a really great experience. And he knew that I had been investing in real estate. I didn't ever tell him to what extent. You know, that was kind of my business. And, you know, people know because I'm so passionate about the real estate. But I didn't really want to rub it in anybody's face and, you know, talk about it at work because that's not really, you know, why I'm there. But I told him, and he goes, so the real estate stuff really paid off? I said, yeah, we aggressively, you know, invested in the last 5 years, and it really paid off.
Did he ask you to share the secret, or did he just pat you on the back and wish you well?
He didn't. But, you know, it's so funny. I had I made a posting on LinkedIn and just announcing that I was leaving, and there's enough stuff, if you will, on my LinkedIn posting that talks about real estate. I had at least half a dozen other employees reach out to me through direct channels, you know, directly through Apple email, asking to meet with me, having private meetings with me, asking me what I did and could I share with them how it worked. And so I was able to share the Lifestyles link and the, you know, some of the things that you're probably going to share at the end of this, you know, radio show today with everybody, you know, some of those resources and help them kind of find their way as well. And they were very thankful to me, you know, for sharing that with them as well.
I'll tell you what, I think you might be responsible for the massive growth of Apple employees that are now Lifestyles Unlimited members. I think you did a really good job because at the last expo, I kept meeting all these fairly new people that were working for Apple, well, currently are, as far as I know, and they were trying to do exactly what you have done. So I think you planted a seed, and I think that seed sprouted.
Yeah, a bunch of little apple trees growing all over. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Oh, I love that. I love a bunch of little apple trees. That's too funny. All right, so everybody wants to know, Ed, how did you do this? How did you pull this off? I mean, did you just like all of a sudden go in your backyard and dig up a big bag of money and just start buying everything in sight? Or did you go in the single family mode? Did you go in the multifamily mode? Did you decide to be a passive elite? What did you decide to do?
Yeah, so the executive summary is, I mean, just to kind of follow the company line just for a brief second is to say I followed the lifestyles plan. But there's a lot of plans, you know, that can work for a lot of different people. So specifically what we did, what me and my wife Carol did and I did, is we followed the multifamily path. I did own a duplex, which is technically, for those of you that are very new to real estate, that is still technically a single family home. So we owned a single family duplex when we joined Lifestyles. We knew nothing about Lifestyles when we bought it. After I joined, I got an unsolicited offer from somebody to buy it from me. And I sold it and immediately bought an IRO, which is a multifamily property that I bought with another Lifestyles member. And the IRO, all that means is that I didn't have other investors. It was just me and my wife and this other guy and his wife. And the four of us, we just bought that together. And it was a very small 10-unit property. And we just wanted to see if this all worked. I'm not saying we were skeptical, but we wanted to make sure we knew how this worked before we brought other investors and complexity, if you will, into the mix. And so we followed all the Lifestyles plans as far as, you know, how things work operationally, minus the investor part, and kind of did a shakedown cruise, if you will, on it. And you know what? We more than doubled our money on that deal in, I believe it was 17 months. It's been a couple of years now, so maybe it's 16, but it was like 16 or 17 months, and we more than doubled our money.
So what you're telling everybody is that if you put $100,000 into that asset, in 17 months, you made that $100,000 turn into more than $200,000. I think that is a pretty significant return on investment. We're just getting started because I'll be honest with you, Ed did some wonderful things with that 10-unit property. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the game plan. Stick around.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer, not because that's the way it's set up, but because of the knowledge.
When put into action, knowledge is power. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we empower you to live the lifestyle of your dreams through passive real estate income. For over 30 years, our successful members share their knowledge through case studies, classes, and mentoring. Tap into the knowledge. Attend a free workshop online. Register now at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, as we're going to break, Ed was spilling the beans about how he managed to get himself retired from corporate America in less than 7 years. Really, it's more like less than 6 years, isn't it, Ed?
Yeah, you know, honestly, Al, I did it in 5 years to the day.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did.
Wow. You are you're not an engineer. I was going to say you're an engineer, but you're not an engineer because you like nailed that. How does a business degree guy nail that?
I always had a deep love of technology, but I always stayed on the sales side of technology, because I really have I just like the interactive side of technology and dealing with the people side of it. So, you know, when I did those personality assessments when I first started my career, it always said, you know, interactive and, you know, people side. And so I just can't sit down and, you know, program and st- stay on a computer for 8 hours in a row. So I, you know, as much as I love technology, I really needed to have that interactive side. So that really served me well. And it really served me well in the real estate side. I don't want to get too far down the road with you, but it really helps. You know, I like to use technology in the real estate side of things now, and I used it in my career as well, but I don't like to just focus on it. I like to use it as a tool.
Well, that makes total sense to me. I mean, you know, if you understand the technology and you know how to use it, then use it. You know, just don't, my thought process is just don't grab tech just because it's tech, you know, make sure it does something relevant for you. So what are you using in the tech world that guys like me could actually utilize?
Well, one of the things that I learned early, and I mean early, like back still in the 80s, and yes, I'm an old dude now, was, you know, when I was in my 20s and I was interning at IBM, my dad was actually an IBM customer, and I was constantly having to help him with his technology things, and I was always trying to simplify the things that he was trying to overcomplicate. And that kind of served as a model for my career and the way I use technology in my career. And I still do that with him now. I'm still, you know, even though he switched to Apple, you know, many, many years ago, I'm still trying to help him and others, you know, keep it simple. Silly. Because I would never use the other acronym with my dad, right? I try to keep it simple. So as I was preparing myself and my own technology toolkits for retirement, I was like, you know, I'm going to keep my retirement tools as simple as possible, because I do not want to get into a situation where I'm doing things overcomplicated. Because if I do, and people want to know how do you do it, you know, like if some guy named Al is interviewing me on the radio one day, I don't want to have this overly complicated system that people are like, oh, I could never do that. I mean, I am really keeping things simple. And even Lifestyles Unlimited, you know, we have some technology tools, and I'm just using those. And, you know, things like Podium and other things that, you know, people can learn later. But, you know, I'm using those things and really keeping things simple. And, you know, using basic, you know, Excel and things that everybody knows, I'm really trying to keep it simple and, you know, mainstream tools and just not going terribly crazy. But getting deep into those tools, that serves me very well.
Yeah, because we all utilize the multifamily qualification analysis. I don't even think I have the acronym correct. It's the MFQA. We all learn how to use that thing, and that's one of the tools that we share with each other that allows us to understand and communicate with each other what an apartment asset can do for us based on known information that we have, right?
Absolutely. And the deeper you can get into that, the better. So why go invent something else or create your own spreadsheets when Lifestyles has already provided it? Just learn that. Learn that very well.
What are some of those other things that you're doing to keep it simple?
You know, I learn more about Excel. One of my buddies that teaches the 2-day, I saw him at Expo. He had a T-shirt on that said, Excel is my, I think he said it's something like my gaming platform or something like that. Like instead of playing games on Xbox, he just plays Excel. You know, it's like,
oh, I saw the shirt too. Chris was wearing it, right?
Yep, Chris was wearing it. And it's the ultimate nerd shirt. You know, it's like, that's awesome. You know, like just, you know, keeping things simple, but still at the same time, going deeper into the basic tools. You know, don't go learn 10 different tools, learn one tool, but learn it very well. And, you know, that's the way I'm trying to do it as well. And, you know, like you said, the MFQA, which is, you know, the tool that Lifestyles Unlimited has created, it's basically just a spreadsheet, but get deep in it, understand how it works and all the different dynamics that you can. And every deal I've done, I've learned more and more about how that works. You know, and I still learn things about it. After, you know, all these deals I've done, after all these years, I still learn things about how that works and how I can learn it better. And, you know, you never arrive. And, you know, just continuing to learn things better. And I take classes on different learning platforms on Excel itself just to get deeper in. And that's how I do it. I'm keeping it simple, but I'm getting deeper into the products.
Well, I think you've done a great job. I mean, if you got yourself retired from corporate America, you know, from, I'm assuming you probably made pretty good money. Let's just call it, what would you say is pretty good money in corporate America? Where would that be?
Well, you know, the way that Microsoft and Apple pay, they, you know, I wasn't like upper echelon by any means at all, but I was definitely, you know, comfortable, definitely six-figure income, but it wasn't, you know, one of those, you know, multi six-figure income people. And so I was comfortable. And, you know, yes, I could get my retirement paid for eventually, but, you know, my wife and I had some things in our personal life early on that you know, that didn't help as far as like getting things ready. We had some issues when we were trying to start our family that you know, set us back, that weren't covered by insurance. And, you know, we can talk about that another day, but you know, those set us back, and those were years and years ago. And by the grace of God, we were able to, you know, still start our family. And we're so thankful about that. But those are financial things that took the wind out of our sails early, you know, over 20 years ago. And, you know, we have two beautiful children now. We're so thankful, and it doesn't matter what it costs us to get there. And you can probably read between the lines of what I'm talking about. And then, you know, getting laid off from Microsoft, you know, that scared us. And so we got very conservative financially for a while, right, after that. Even though, it ended up being okay, it still scared us. And so we were very conservative. And again, starting over at Apple, I had to start over, you know, career, you know, while I ended up okay, Apple didn't pay that much when I first started there. And so it took me a while to get back up to that level. So, you know, it was a scary ride, and, you know, you have to kind of start at the bottom and get back to the top on these tech companies. And, you know, Microsoft was the same way. When I started with them, it was an 8-year ride there. You know, I wasn't making that kind of salary when I started. So, you know, it was tough. And so you're just when you think things are going to be going great, that's when things kind of, the legs were knocked out from, you know, under me. And I discovered I can make plans, but other people can change those plans. I need to be in control of my destiny. And that's what Lifestyles provided a way for me to do.
So after you took down that 10-unit property with a partner, and you sold that property after 17 months, is that correct?
Absolutely, we did.
Okay. Did you go with that partner and buy your next property, or did you step away and do your own thing?
Now, that's when I switched over to being a lead investor, a sponsor investor, and went into syndication.
Ah, okay. So when we come back from the break, Ed's going to explain why he took the path that he took. You're going to be amazed. Stick around.
Woman came up to me a couple years ago. She goes, you know, Dell, this retirement stuff's great and everything, but I got a problem. I go, what's that? She goes, I married my husband for good, bad, ugly for the rest of our life, better or worse, but not to have him at home with me every day. Get him out of here.
Sound like a problem you'd want? Learn how to retire in 5 years or less. Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. As we were going to break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the income streams that Ed was trying to replace. And let's just be very clear. He was making good money in corporate America. So there was a big chunk of money that needed to be replaced. But you didn't have to replace 100% of that salary, did you, Ed?
To retire?
Yeah.
I felt like I needed to.
Okay, you did. All right. So Did that include the taxes and the Social Security and Medicare, or did you carve all that out and then just go for a lower number?
So the way I looked at it is there's kind of two ways I wanted to look at it. So I looked at it as I could be what we now call real estate retired, as if Apple laid me off, which was not highly likely, but if they did, if something happened, if my job was, you know, eliminated for whatever reason, what would it take for me to pay my bills? And that's what happened on literally my fifth anniversary of joining Lifestyles Unlimited last October. I mean, on the actual day of my anniversary, I was writing checks to my passive investors. And when I got to my check, and I was the last check I wrote to myself, was, you know, to myself, and I realized, okay, this is a check that I'm starting to write every quarter to all these investors, myself included. And if I'm going to be writing this check every quarter, which I will be and have ever since, if I'm going to be writing this amount of money to myself, I could live on this and pay my bills. And no, it wasn't my full replacement salary, but it was enough to pay the bills. And that's when I realized I was real estate retired. And it happened on my fifth anniversary of joining Lifestyles Unlimited. My wife had already retired 2 years earlier. And Lifestyles says when you join, if you follow their plan and do everything they say the way they say it, you could retire in 5 years. And it happened on my 5th year anniversary to the day.
You know, there's a couple trends here dealing with the number five. I'm noticing here you've nailed things on the number five. I like that. Maybe you should go to Vegas with just, you know, a little bit of money and go to the real. No, don't do that.
I stopped gambling. That's why I stopped contributing to my 401k. I stopped contributing to my Apple stock purchase. Yeah, on the day when I got home from the 2-day seminar at Lifestyles Unlimited, I stopped doing all that gambling. So you
cashed all that stuff in, huh? Is that became your seed money?
I did. So when I bought Dovetree, which is a property, it was the property that I was just telling you about that I was paying the distributions on. But to buy that property, my wife and I did a cash out refi on our house and broke open our 401k and used the money from those two sources to buy that property. And that's how that paid off, was it allowed us to become real estate retired. And then to actually quit my job, I said, I need one more property to kind of put me over the top. And that was the property that we closed on now about 5 weeks ago. And that's what allowed me. And once I closed on that, I waited another week. And then I put my 2-week notice in at work. And that's when I retired with one more property under my belt.
So let me just kind of recap the sizes of the properties, because I think it's important for people to understand the concept of scaling. And I think you have done a really good job of it. So your first property was a 10 unit with a partner, just one partner, 50-50 shares. You guys did real well with that. You sold that asset. You more than doubled your money in 17 months. Then you made the decision to become a lead investor, not to go into single family houses and buy a bunch of single families, not to become a passive investor like I am. In other words, being lazy, because that's what I prefer to be. I'd rather have a guy like you doing all the heavy lifting and then you send me the checks. You chose that lead investor route. Why did you go right there?
Yeah, it was a tough decision. I am not real good at being a backseat driver. You can ask my wife, poor wife, about that. And I'm really not all that great at being a passenger seat, front seat driver either. So I've got to pretty much just be driving. And so in just so many areas of my life. And so for me, I needed to just be in control. And Lifestyles has a kind of it's a policy that, you know, on the deals that we put together, one person is in charge of the deal. One. You may have an operations person that's a secondary, but they are absolutely not in control. Only one person is in control, and we call them a lead investor. And so I chose the lead investor route, and for me, that was the best way to do it. And it was tough, really tough to do having a full-time job. And so I was so thankful that I was able to, you know, quit my day job on this last deal, because I've actually been working harder since I retired, if you will, 2 weeks ago, because now I'm able to focus full time on it. So I don't, you know,
yeah,
I scare people, but lead investor, it's a lot easier to take the mailbox money, like you said,
yeah,
than it is to be a lead investor.
It is so much easier, but there are a lot of great rewards by being the pilot in command, right? I mean, because you're steering the ship, you're running everything. You're authorized to take an override. I mean, we believe you need to make money on the deal. Otherwise, why would you be involved, right?
So, well, I wouldn't have done it otherwise, Al. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a lot of work, a lot more work probably, especially on your first two deals. You know, Lifestyles is very smart. They really limit how much your override is on the first two deals. And that's smart because we're new and we don't know what we're doing. And so, or as much. And so they're protecting the passives, which is the best thing possible. And so they're really limiting that on the first two for the leads. And so we're cutting our teeth on those first two deals, especially those first two. And that's really smart. And so we're working really hard. And I still own all my lead deals, by the way. And so now I'm really giving all four of my deals so much love and attention and, you know, like never before. And it's really great.
So that first one you did, that was kind of small. It was only 18 units, correct? Which is almost twice the size of your previous property, but it was 18 units. Do I have that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
And then from 18, you went to 200.
Well, there was another one in there. It was a 44.
Oh, is there another one in there?
Yeah, there's another one. And so they got 18 and a 44, and then I went to 200, and then I went to the bigger one. Yeah.
Yeah, the bigger one. What as being, you know, shy about is the fact he went to 484 units. That's a lot of units, Ed.
It really is.
Did you go through the McDonald's drive-thru and they said, would you like to supersize it? And you just all of a sudden thought, hey, this would be a great idea for real estate too.
I had no intentions of going that big. And when that opportunity came along, I at first was like, that's completely ridiculous. Why would I do that? And then as we looked at the deal and the opportunity, I was like, why would I not? And, I'm so glad I did. And, it's just a great opportunity. And it's, about 3 miles from another property the previous property I bought in the same town. And so from an economies of scale, from just property management, it just made so much sense. And it's just been a blessing, honestly. It's so much work, but to have those two properties so near each other, those two large properties, it just makes a lot of sense. So it's it was just a natural progression. I will not, you never say never, but those now represent the two ranges that I will stay in going forward, between 200 and, if you will, 500. I don't see myself going above 500, but I don't see myself going below 200 going forward.
What does it feel like to be the guy that is providing clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic that not only desires it, and in your case, you're providing that wonderful housing to more than 700 families? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, so I just got out of a meeting right before we went on the air here, and with my regional manager, and we're literally mapping out and mapping out the what's called the CapEx, the monies that we're spending on renovating units for the newer property. And you know, we're picking out colors, we're picking out the actual appliances, the level of upgrade we're doing. You know, I'm literally making plans and decisions on how my residents are going to be living over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And it's crazy because the decisions that we are making in these meetings right now are going to dictate the everyday for my residents going forward. And it's awesome. And it's scary at the same time because I don't want to make bad decisions. So we're going to build out 10 units and then we're going to go walk them all and see how we like them. And yes, we're going to, people will move into them, but we're going to make sure we really like them before we go into mass production. I mean, I know 10 sounds like a lot, but when you have almost 500 units, that's really not that many. And so we're going to make sure we really like them before we go into like 100% production. So It's an awesome responsibility, and I absolutely love it. And this business is not for everybody. It's for me. I'm very passionate about it, and I love it.
Man, I could totally hear it all in your voice, Ed. Hey, we're at the end of the show, man. I got like 100 more questions for you, but I'll tell you what. If you want to get to know Ed, you can. Just become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And to do it, all you need to do is go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshops.com.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.